'Tis another Wednesday, which we now call Yay Day around here. Sarah is in from the First Avenue Shelter in Green Hill.
Yep.
And how are you? How's your week been?
Been pretty great. I really love that it's like pretty much summer, even though it's not official yet.
We got a couple days left.
Yep. Two days left.
So one thing, of all the times we've spoken, I've never asked, how did you become a volunteer? What's your story? How you got connected
With
this wonderful organization?
Yeah, it was... Pretty much grew up here in this area majority of my life, and you know, I've always loved dogs and they've been a huge part of my life. And I about 2 years ago I finally got out of a really long bad job, and so I was unemployed and I had a lot of free time, and so I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna go start volunteering at Green Hill Humane Society. Started doing kennel cleaning, dog training at First Avenue. I was putting in like 20 hours a week. I practically lived there. And then I met Megan, who is our outreach coordinator.
Love Megan.
Yeah, she's great. And we clicked, and she invited me to be a backup for, you know, the pet of the week. And then I started doing it regularly.
As somebody who we have had a lot of dogs, we have a dog business, as the official poop scooper, I could tell you, that's when you make your bones. That's when you know you love your doggies, when you're willing to clean kennels and things like that.
Yep. So it definitely stuck. It's a great organization to be a part of.
Be careful what you say stuck
when
you're talking about that. Let's get to this little doll face here, Atari.
Yes.
So what could you tell us?
Atari is an 8-year-old Chihuahua mix. He's mainly all black with a little bit of gray speckled in there, so he's definitely some salt and pepper, middle-aged guy, but he's relatively...
I know the story.
He's a relatively chill dog. He's really sweet. He loves cuddles. You know, he's a typical lap dog, so he loves to pet. He loves to just hang out. We don't have much background on him, so I would say that he should go home with kids that are 8 and older, just being able to give him the space that he might need if he needs space. Still giving him the love and the attention that he wants. With cats, it's, I would say, slow introduction.
One thing, though, I think sometimes people hear a breed and they'll hear Chihuahua and they'll think it's going to be this little yippy yappy, but that's very often not the case.
It's
environment.
Yeah, absolutely the environment. Of course, dogs do tend to bark when they want to be vocal, but I mean, he's, from what I've experienced today, he hasn't really given me any lip.
No, when I picked him up the first time, you could tell he's very at ease and affectionate.
Yeah.
And like
so
you said,
he's definitely been handled the majority of his life. And of course, we don't know the past of his life, but so like I said, older kids, cats, maybe with a slow introduction, a little bit of training, they would be just fine. Other dogs, obviously, we want them to meet first, make sure that they get along. Just bless you.
God bless you.
Make sure that they get along fine with the other dogs, and I think that he would be a great family dog.
And as always, for people who are just hearing about this, the process from Sarah.
Very simple. So if you're interested in any of the dogs we have, go down to First Avenue, which is where they're currently located. And of course, that's going to be changing in the next couple of weeks.
But,
yes, which is great. But at First Avenue is where all the dogs are. Go down there, have any of the dogs that are interest you. They have you fill out some paperwork. And then meet the dog, have your other dogs come in and have them meet, make sure that everything jives. If everything goes perfectly, then you go home with the pet.
You got yourself a doggie, like I always like to tag it with. Firstgreen-hill.org is the website. Give a pet its forever home. Be the best thing you ever did.
Best thing.
Sarah, always my pleasure. Love the great work you do.
Thanks for having us.
Always appreciate the time from Sarah of the First Avenue Shelter, Green Hill Humane Society, online, green-hill.org. Adopt, adopt, adopt. Break time. Back with more Sports Talk, 95.3 The Score.